So here's another example of curbstoning or backyard car selling that proves it's still going on. This is something that's been going on for 40 plus years. For a while in the 90s, it kind of fell out of favor, but now with less prosecution or regulation, there's more and more people doing it. In Cambria County, this is in Pennsylvania, there was a person who was basically buying and selling cars out of their backyard. And it's illegal. If you're somebody who buys and sells cars for a living, you have to have a dealer's license. You have to have a licensed automotive dealer. Very difficult to get a license. You have to have insurance, a commercial location, all kinds of things. And most people don't want to go through that. They just want to kind of flip cars, buy them on Craigslist, sell them on Facebook, maybe buy them at auctions. And the problem for consumers, for buyers, is that it puts you in a bad spot for a number of reasons. First of all, the vehicles are not properly represented. If you're a licensed dealer, you have to provide certain representations that the vehicle's safe for the road, it's been inspected. Even if you sell it as is, there's a lot of requirements that you have. Backyard dealers don't do any of that because they don't have a license at risk. They don't have anything to risk. In fact, according to a lawsuit, this person had been selling used vehicles, many of them in need of major repairs through Facebook Marketplace. He even used the names Dave's Auto Sales on his ads, but he was not licensed to sell the vehicles. So that's a problem. What else could go wrong? He advertised the vehicles as roadworthy, but the vehicles needed repairs and did not have valid titles. There's another big, huge red flag. You might buy a car from one of these backyard curbstoners and not get a title. I can't tell you how many times our sales staff, we get, hundreds and hundreds of calls every day. People say, I bought a car from this guy on Facebook or Craigslist and I didn't get a good title, or the title I got was no good. So that's another problem, because if it's a licensed dealer, even though problems happen with licensed dealers, they normally have to fix it because their license is at stake. According to the article, the person made himself a trustworthy car dealer and broke consumers' confidence buying a reliable vehicle. He refused to provide customers with a written agreement, refused to submit paperwork to PennDOT, and complete the title. Some cases, he illegally repossessed the vehicles and did not have a license to do installment contracts. So, again, this is not a new thing. We've seen it before. It's very important that if you're purchasing a vehicle, you either determine that it's a licensed, legitimate dealer, or if it is a private seller, that's fine. If it is a private seller, make sure when you look at the title, and here's a title certificate, you've seen them before, that you look at the name on that title, who's the legal owner, and make sure that the person you're buying it from is that owner. Check their ID. Don't just have them sign it on the back, because if the vehicle's already signed over on the back, you won't be able to get a title. That's called a flip title or a jump title. Same as not having a title. Once a vehicle's signed over to somebody, the buyer listed, they have to get a new title first with their name printed on the front before it can go to another person. So if you're buying a vehicle, protect yourself. 90% of the title problems that we hear about from consumers are things that could have been prevented at the time of sale. Flip title, jump title, maybe a title that has whiteout or damage on it, maybe not even getting a title. Anytime you purchase a vehicle and don't get a title, you might think, well, a bill of sale is good enough. Many times you can get a title with a bill of sale, but it doesn't always work. There's some vehicles that are not eligible for a title. Sometimes the last owner didn't pay their taxes and they have back taxes. That vehicle's frozen. Sometimes there's liens on vehicles. So there are things that come up that can prevent you from getting a title, no matter how good of a bill of sale you have. Sometimes the person selling it doesn't even belong to them. Look, in theory, think about this. If I went to, Hertz Gold Enterprise, I'm sorry, Hertz Gold Rental Car, and I rented a car tomorrow, and I'm driving it, and I put it on Craigslist for sale, and I say, hey, I lost a title, I'll give you a bill of sale. That car's not reported stolen, doesn't have any liens on it. So if you did a title check on it would look clear. And I take your money, I give you the keys, I give you a bill of sale, you think you're good to go. That car didn't belong to me. That's a Hertz Rent-A-Car. So that may not be the case with a lot of these title problems, but it just goes to show that unless you have the valid title certificate, which you know what it looks like, you've seen it, a bill of sale isn't good enough. It'll help with some of the methods of getting a title, but by itself doesn't mean you automatically get one. and the work you might have to do to get a title could be pretty substantial. Sure, we can help, but there's many things that come up that could be issues. So make sure you're protecting yourself. If you do decide to purchase a vehicle without a title, be aware that your money's at risk until you actually get that title in your hand. And there's ways to do it. A lot of times it works, 70, 80, 90% of the time it works, but sometimes there's a gotcha on a vehicle, a lien, a salvage, parts only, maybe some claim against the vehicle, maybe probate. A lot of things can come up. Sometimes it's even not about the title, it's about the vehicle. Some states require that when a title is transferred, the car gets inspected. What if the car doesn't pass inspection? What if it doesn't pass emissions? Some states like California, if the vehicle doesn't pass emissions, no title. They call it smog in California. So do your homework. If you are stuck in a situation where you've already purchased a vehicle with no title, that's okay. Look at the solutions on our website at cartitles.com. There's some good people there that you can call up that'll help you walk through your process. We can give you free consumer advice from our website. We can do consultations. We can prepare documents. We can give you blank documents. Whatever we can do to help, we love helping people get titles because we know how hard it is to get a title for your vehicle. We deal with DMV all the time. We know how hard it is. So we want to help in any way we can. But there's no magic bullet to just demanding a title and getting one. If you have a vehicle without a title, expect there's going to be a little bit of effort. But in the long run, don't despair. You'll probably be able to get one unless it's something like a stolen car or a parts-only car. In that case, you're probably going to have more trouble than you think you might. Let us know how we can be of assistance. We'd love to help people get titles. Talk to you then. Bye for now.